Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Dr. Daniel Israel, GP at Dr. Daniel Israel and Associates at Bluebird Medical Center in Burnham, has sent through a pre-recorded message for us. He's going to be talking about Sputnik.
Simon, we're looking today at the Sputnik vaccine, which is the vaccine out of Russia, to see whether or not this is approved in South Africa. And as we know, SAHPRA, which is the authority that regulates the use of medicines in South Africa, said this week that they are not authorizing the Sputnik vaccine in South Africa, citing concerns about increased vulnerability to HIV. Let's unpack it a bit. There are two types of vaccines, an adenovirus vaccine and an mRNA vaccine. The Sputnik fits into the adenovirus vaccine, and it's a two-dose vaccine using two different adenoviruses for the first and second dose. The first, and when we say using a virus, this is the vector that helps carry the genetic material that helps your body make an immune response. The first dose is no problem, but the second dose has got an adenovirus 5 vector, which in previous research has shown to possibly increase the risk of transmissibility in HIV when people were exposed to it in a 2007 study. And it's for this reason that SAHPRA is still waiting for more information from Gamaleo, the institute that makes the Sputnik vaccines, to be able to authorize it. Russia was not very transparent initially about what was in the vaccine, but we have known this information for some time, and so it's not to be unexpected. Let's wait and see what happens, and hopefully this vaccine will be safe and on our market where there is an increased incidence of HIV soon. Have a great day.
Interesting stuff there from Dr. Daniel Israel, who knew that the issue with Sputnik was in fact HIV, and given our population's infection rates, possibly, well, that is exactly the reason why Sputnik not recommended here in South Africa.